God, you guys are such rock stars. We are member-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. The song was called Mirror Ball, and the band is Sons of Hippies, and they are in our studio right now. How are things, everybody?
Hello.
So good.
So good. We've been getting acquainted off the air for the past good long time, right? We got coffee in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are making do with our shoddy equipment and going to perform for us a little bit later, which is rad.
Not shoddy. It's exciting.
I think we locked down this interview several months ago when you guys were about to go on tour or something like that, and it's been a grueling tour schedule off and on for quite some time, right? First of all, Sons of Hippies, originally you guys are from where?
Florida.
Sarasota, Florida.
Sarasota, Florida. Yeah. What about you, sir?
Sarasota, Florida as well.
Right. Are we missing anybody in the band that we should say hi to right off the bat, you guys?
We would like to say hi to David Daly.
Sure.
David, never knew your middle name, strangely enough, Daly, but I'm sure you'll text it to me right now.
Right.
And then the next time we talk, I'll say it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, he's our bass player back home. Couldn't make it on this tour, but this dude over here who you guys can't see, but he looks like he blends right in.
I got a face for radio.
Took up the slack and pulled through, and so here we are on the West Coast.
That's awesome. The West Coast for the first time, and I'm happy to be an early supporter of this particular project. Again, Sons of Hippies in our studio on KX93.5. The new record, Griffins at the Gates of Heaven, is available right now. It's a winner. We've been playing the song Rose for several weeks now. We're going to retire that and play Mirror Ball just about every day. You guys are exactly the type of artist that we could get behind. But Sons of Hippies have been putting out records for several years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Going back to when?
2008.
2009, technically, but we wrote it in 2008.
Yeah.
So it's been several EPs available right now, and you guys are doing your independent thing, writing and recording and producing your own music up until now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, you guys are great, great talkers.
I know.
We are...
Don't look at me like that.
No, I'm not looking at you like that. No, I feel like this new record is... It's new to me, so I'm sorry that I'm jumping on the bandwagon now. It's new to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I put it up there with just some of the great, you know, psych rock bands that are happening, you know, right now, like the Black Angels type of thing and all of that. Do you guys get compared to those psych rock bands often?
Kinda.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a sound that you ventured to go and find, or it just happened organically with you guys jamming out somewhere in Florida?
It happens organically, but I also think that, I don't know, man, it's more like it's rock.
Mm-hmm.
In many senses, you know, so we don't pick
sure
to play.
So when you meet someone at the coffee shop and you say, I got a gig tonight in Silver Lake, which is actually tomorrow. These guys have a day off in SoCal today and play in Silver Lake tomorrow. When you meet someone and you tell them you're in a band and you got a gig a little bit later and they ask you what type of music you play, what do you tell them? Rock.
It varies.
Does it? Depending on the conversation?
Yeah.
Or location.
I mean, yeah. It's like recently we've been saying space punk.
That's cool.
Just because the live shows tend to be, like, pretty, like, more aggressive and straightforward than what you hear on the album, though it represents it well, but there's just, like, kind of a punk vibe at the live shows.
Totally. Yeah, I could see that. I want to see you guys live. Hopefully before you skip town, leave the West Coast, I could actually, be at a show.
Cool.
I'll be right in front in my bright green American Apparel shirt.
Come tomorrow.
Could do that. This is Sons of Hippies. The record's available now. It's sonsofhippies.net is the website, if I remember correctly. You guys just came out with a video for the song we just played, which is awesome and weird. And there's masks of old presidents. And who came up with the concept for that thing? And where was it shot? It was you.
There was one scene, I don't want to give it away too much, but there's one scene that the bass player and I had wanted to do forever. I don't know if I can say it on the radio.
I don't know. I guess I already told you to behave yourselves on the radio.
We simulate taking drugs in a way.
Yeah.
That involves 6-foot-long straws.
Okay.
It's an absurd
a
representation of a way to do a certain drug.
The video is very psychedelic, if I may say so myself. So you guys do have the record out right now. And you guys have been fortunate enough to be playing shows with Mike Doty on the road and another unbelievable artist, you know?
That was an amazing experience, to say the least.
On this particular road trip around the United States, was there a surprising venue that you guys hit up? Like, wow, people in somewhere in Utah really get down for their music or something like that. What was one of those memorable venues for you guys? Well,
people in Boston, despite there being like the game that that took them to the World Series, a bunch of people showed up to our gig in Boston at the Paradise Rock Club.
Cool.
And that was a really nice gig.
The Paradise Rock Club.
Mm-hmm.
What's the scene like where you guys are out in Florida right now? Are there many bands around you? Is it a nice area to foster the arts?
There's music around the area we live.
Sarasota music scene ebbs and flows drastically.
Mm-hmm.
We just came off a couple years of there being like 20 bands that were active and all extremely original.
Sure.
And then now everyone has moved away, pretty much.
Went to relocate to LA for the most part?
Not even to pursue the music. They just sort of, you know, I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of like, there's a big social clique that kind of like all had bands together.
Right.
And they were really cool
and
bands.
And everyone was very supportive as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then people just moved off, not necessarily to pursue music, but they, you know, as it goes, like time goes on and people just sort of like do their own thing. So now we're in a period where there isn't a lot going on, but you can tell there's new stuff starting again.
Yeah.
So.
Right on.
Yeah.
So you guys with the tours and everything being so well received, you guys ever think about relocating yourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah?
For sure.
Yeah, just basically based on music, right? I mean, I got people relocating to Nashville and Southern California and all sorts of places, you know?
There's something really cool that happened when we're traveling through the desert. There was definitely a change in energy.
Yeah.
And vibe. I can feel some really cool vibes around this place.
Cool.
So I don't know if that means anything or I'm just saying.
Yeah. Maybe God willing and we'll have you right in our backyard, you guys.
The thing, you know, is that like I don't think that you need to relocate.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you, I think people relocate to stay in one spot or they relocate to be discovered.
Mm-hmm.
But my theory is that you don't have to do that. What you have to do is stay on the road.
And be top of mind and play a bunch of gigs.
Constantly relocating, but not like, I'm going to relocate to Nashville for music or L.A. for music or New York for music.
I guess, listen, these days it's the digital world. We're just like an independent band. The radio station, what we're doing here, not only do we do interviews with artists and stuff like that, but we're trying to push it out after the fact digitally. And everything like that,
yeah.
You know, it's an interesting time, you guys. Again, Sons of Hippies are here in our Pearl Street studios on member-supported radio. We realize we got a lot of new listeners here. And again, we're a year old in Southern California, taking a chance on a record, doing some really cool things for independent artists. I do have more questions for you guys. The record label you're affiliated with, how this new record came about, who mixed it and everything like that. But if it would be agreeable, I'd like to play a song that we've heard on the air for a couple weeks now. It's called Rose. It is by Sons of Hippies. It's off the new record. Can you give us a storyteller's type of moment with this song, or should we just rip into it?
This is like one of the earliest songs that we ever wrote.
No kidding.
Yeah.
An early collaboration.
And it was supposed to be on an EP that's never been released.
Really? But it's being released.
We've just released it, yeah.
Very cool. All right, let's play it, and then I got more questions for you guys, and you guys did agree to perform live in our studio. It's going to be awesome. This is Sons of Hippies with Rose on KX93.5.
Have you heard about me and Rose? She got style, she can see it all coming for us. With a deadbeat stand on the floor, she said, hurry girl, get down low. They can see it all coming for us. And when it's good, good, oh baby, when it's bad, get back in the dead of night and listen to you now.
Have you heard about me and Joe? Well, he got style, he can see it all coming for us. With the steady beat down on the floor, he said, hurry girl, get down low. They can see it all coming for us. And when it's good, good, oh baby, when it's bad, get back in the dead of night. I'm listening to you now.
All right, the song is Rose by Sons of Hippies. I said before that that song maybe not, isn't indicative of the sound of the entire album. Would you guys kind of agree to that? I mean, that song is a winner, but would you guys kind of agree to that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There's two pop, like super bubblegum pop songs on the album. That's one of them.
And that was the first song that you guys collaborated on together, huh?
Well, yeah. No, it was just like maybe the sixth song we ever wrote.
But it was early on.
Very
now,
early.
The new record is available now. Again, I guess you guys said it was a compilation of songs that you have put together and released as independent artists in the past.
Right.
And you linked up with a record label who's definitely behind you guys, which is rad. And mm-hmm. Again, how did this new record come about? And who took notice first? Did you guys, were you guys seeked out by certain labels and stuff like that?
No.
No?
Kind of, though. What happened was there was a guy named John Wesley. He's a guitarist from the Porcupine Tree.
Amazing.
Has a studio in Ybor City called Red Room.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked very closely with a friend of ours named Jerry X.
Yeah.
Who is great, and I'll direct you to her sites after this. And so they sort of were doing a deal with Cleopatra first,
uh-huh.
A couple years ago, a year and a half ago. And then I think what happened is they wanted to find more bands. They wanted to do like more like live bands instead of re-releases and stuff.
Okay.
So
so they invested in you guys, it sounds like. What a cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I find the best thing when you affiliate yourself with a record label is for them to almost be hands-offish and let the artist do their thing, you
know.
That's
exactly what happened.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Sons of Hippies are here on KX93.5. So how many records have been released? And again, this new record is a compilation of all sorts of stuff that you guys had to kind of re-record, right? Did you link up with any rad producers for it?
Yeah, we had the previously released two full-length albums and two EPs.
Uh-huh.
And, well, we've worked with Tom Klinchok. He's the pretty much the producer.
We've worked with him exclusively to record almost, well, all of our albums.
Yeah.
So you guys listen to all of the stuff from your back catalog, and you kind of had to cherry pick the tracks you wanted for this this Cleopatra release.
Most of them were recorded and written previously, but there were three that are brand new on the album.
Cool. Where did you record all the new stuff?
In a big giant house.
Yeah, where
in the woods?
Just in Sarasota, like
uh-huh.
East, like in this place called Mayaca. Like, there's a state park there, and there's just a bunch of swamps.
Yeah,
Is it pretty?
It's
nature.
Pretty. It's very swampy.
Yeah,
right.
It's like a mosquito pool.
Oh, okay, so it's not like you.
No, it is. It's awesome, but it's also like Florida.
Right. So you didn't necessarily go there to foster the creative juices or anything like that.
That was actually the house that we had written in for 4 years.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And then you said the mixing or mastering, you guys haven't played on the West Coast before, but you guys came out to where, Seattle, to do the finishing touches on this new record, right?
Correct.
And you guys linked up with a dude whose reputation precedes him.
Mr. Jack Endino.
Yeah. Who, for the uninitiated out there, who is that guy?
He did Nirvana's Bleach album. and he did a couple tracks from In Utero, and just
amazing.
Did Mudhoney, L7, bunch of other Seattle bands at that time.
So I'm sure you guys were stoked to be working with somebody like that, right?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I imagine so. And you guys should be proud of this record. I find it to be awesome, and I'm like I said, I'm happy to be an early champion of Sons of Hippies, even though you guys have been around for a good long time. There's a new release, maybe tentatively scheduled to come out when?
End of March or early April.
Cool. That's relatively soon.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear the new stuff, and I hope that I get it first, you guys.
You will.
I appreciate that very much. So you guys did bring some instruments, and it's kind of more or less a strip down of what you guys normally do on stage. What did we bring today? There's all sorts of things here in the
studio.
Actually,
to be honest with you, it's not that stripped down.
No?
No. We're playing ambiently, which I think sounds better in a way than like having everything direct mic'd. Because it just all blends in a room sound, kind of like how they used to record records way back when.
Yeah.
You know?
Good call. Absolutely. Did you mention something about Abbey Road before we get you behind that drum kit?
The record got mastered at Abbey Road Records in England by
Andy Walter. He did work with Coldplay and
Radiohead.
Awesome. Well, it seems like you guys are affiliating yourself with just the right people, and I know touring is nothing new to you guys, but we definitely wish you well in your future endeavors. Again, these guys are playing Silver Lake tomorrow, a couple more shows up and down the West Coast, going to the greater Northwest pretty soon. It is Sons of Hippies live in our Pearl Street studios. So what did you guys want to perform for us?
We're going to do Spaceship Ride, which is our first single from this record.
Mm-hmm.
Manor Moon.
Awesome.
Which is just delightful. It's about the apocalypse.
Oh, man. All right. I can't wait to hear that.
And then we're going to do a new song, very new, that probably...
Will it be released on the new record come March or whatever?
Definitely.
All right, cool. What's that called?
It's called Jet Black Vipers.
Awesome.
And I think maybe I would say 100 people have heard it, but only because we played it at Mike Doty's tour.
What are some of the other themes that you guys are touching on this particular new record? Like, what have you guys been writing about?
I don't know. I don't really write about myself very much. Mm. I like to write about pretending. Not I'm other people in songs, but taking scenarios from either history or just creating them. Dark Daisies, I think, is the third song on the record. That's about a Bonnie and Clyde type of couple, just blazing down the highway. And
so you find it more comfortable to write about maybe different people or different scenarios, excluding yourself.
Yeah,
sure.
More themes and more abstract. Themes that kind of come together, and there's one connection point with all those themes.
Right on. Man, I am I'm happy to have you here, guys, and it's been a long time coming. We finally got you in our studio. So I guess we're all ready.
Yeah, man.
If that would be agreeable to you. All right, this is Sons of Hippies live in our Pearl Street studios on member-supported radio, KX93.5, whenever you guys are ready.
What can I do for you? us. They can die in the wind below. Teach your heart some of the every day away. Oh, bring it back to the west. When I said it best, when I said
goodness. One of the perks of working here at the station is having artists come through and perform right in front of my face, and that just happened. That was Sons of Hippies live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. I got a friend of mine who's actually listening on the internet in LA right now, and she says, who is playing? She sounds awesome, and all of that stuff. So, but it's not just a she, it's Sons of Hippies. You guys are a band. That sounded great, you guys. Thank you so much, for making do with our equipment here in the studio and bringing it.
I think it sounded...
I think it's freaking sounded awesome.
That's been rad.
You guys are playing Silver Lake tomorrow. Do you recall the venue? Because I sure don't.
The venue?
Yeah.
Silver Lake Lounge.
Silver Lake Lounge tomorrow. Yes. And then where are you headed on this tour?
L.A., Oakland. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
L.A., Oakland, and San Francisco, we're doing three shows with these really cool guys named Faye Roy. That's their band.
Uh-huh.
Four of them, they've been through crazy trials and tribulations. They got their van stolen with all their equipment in it. They got their van back without equipment. They still did their tour, like, out to the east and back. We met them in Jacksonville, like, 2 months ago. Uh-huh. We were both on the same bill. And they helped us out with some of these shows. We got them on the LA show, so I want to give a shout out to those guys who are awesome.
Cool.
They're called Faye Roy.
Right on.
So we're doing three shows with them.
Another artist that I guess you guys are down with.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Sons of Hippies, the record is available now. It's called Griffins at the Gates of Heaven. Comes highly recommended by the staff here on KX93.5. That's awesome. Again, you guys got to keep us in the loop musically with all the stuff you guys are doing, and we're happy to be a part of this thing. And anytime you guys come through Southern California, let us know, will ya?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to say that David Daly's middle name is John. I got a text from him and his girlfriend.
Is he listening right now?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, man. It's a good thing you guys have been on your best behavior, rocking the airwaves here. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Sons of Hippies thus far?
I don't know. I'm sure there is.
Yeah. SonsOfHippies.net, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Follow our Twitter.
You're responsive on Twitter.
You might be offended.
Right.
But you might really dig it.
Right.
So.
Well, you guys have been nice enough to tweet and retweet me whenever I hit you guys up online. Again, cool. Sons of Hippies in our Pearl Street studio is going to hear Mirror Ball one more time off the new record. And again, thanks for being here. You guys are totally cool.
Thank you, man.
Enjoy the beach.
Thanks.
And California.
Oh, yeah.